What makes a dedicated urban dweller decide to swap her subway pass for a tractor? For writer and cartoonist Linda Barry, it was love. Barry's best known for her long-running weekly comic strip Ernie Pook's Comique, and for her book and off-Broadway play The Good Times Are Killing Me. She is a bluntly outspoken left-wing writer with an urban sensibility who now lives off the grid in rural Wisconsin. Steve Paulson wondered how that happened.
I was actually born in a rural area. I was born in Richland Center, Wisconsin. And my husband does prairie restoration, and his specialty is oak savannas, of which there's almost none left. And he wanted to move to a place where he could have his nursery. And I always liked nature when I was a kid. I loved it. I mean, I'm kind of a nature fiend, and especially fungus in particular. I really love fungus. So he found this little place. He came home and he said, "I found our place." I said, "What's the house like?" And he said, "There are oaks from before the Civil War. I cannot believe it. There are oaks before the Civil War." I said, "What's the house like?" He goes, "There is a barn that was built in the 1880 something. I said, "Okay, what's the house like?" And he said, "There is a little shed where you can turn into a studio." And I said, "What's the house like?" And he goes, "Well, as a house, it's not that great, but if you think of it as a tricked out trailer, it's incredible."
And he sold you on this?
Well, it surely is one of those. You know, when you're driving down the highway, sometimes you'll see half of a house going by. Do you know what I'm talking about? And
sure,
then you see the other half.
Yeah.
And then there's a truck with a big super glue tube, you know, and they put it together. It's one of those houses where I just go, "I could never stand to live there." But once it turns out, once you're inside one of those houses, you can't tell. Doesn't matter.
But here you were. You'd been living in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
So, and you go into the Wisconsin countryside to live on a farm in an old shed? That sounds like a pretty big transition.
You know, it not at all. Not even kind of a transition. Mostly because I realize, I mean, I'm somebody that spends most of my time alone anyway at a drawing table. So it kind of doesn't matter where the drawing table is. I have friends who, because they haven't spent time in the country, don't know people who live in rural areas. I don't know what they assume. They think it's like Green Acres or something. But they assume, like there was a guy who was interviewing me for the Chicago Tribune, and he kept saying, "Don't you miss intellectual conversations?" And I'm like, what? Like, you think only people in the city, after, as soon as you drive out of the city, you're, you know, "All I can talk about is..." I mean, it's so interesting to me because the quality of conversation and friendship I have where I live now, there's no difference whatsoever, except for now I'm friends with people who can pull a calf, you know, if a cow's... or, I mean, I'm friends with people who can do all this, to me, really amazing stuff that none of my friends in Chicago could do.
Is this a working farm, and do you grow your own food?
Yeah, we grow our own food, and I got kind of obsessed with getting off the grid as much as I could. You know, both Kevin, my husband, and I are hardcore environmentalists, so we decided to give up our dryer. If you live in Wisconsin, hanging clothes out when it's 10 below zero is commitment. But I'll tell you some amazing stuff about it. If you're fast enough, the clothes iron themselves, they freeze so quickly that if there's a wind, I've hung up a pair of pants where they froze so quickly there was a wind and then they come up and hit your face like cardboard.
Yeah, but do they dry?
Yeah, they do. They absolutely dry. They freeze dry. Huh. But they absolutely dry. So there's that. And then we decided, Kevin does a whole lot of, you know, he does restoration, and he noticed there was so much wood that when things are thinned out or people pull out their hedgerows, wood that was not being used, and they would just burn it on site. And so he thought, well, let's see what can we heat with wood and cook with wood, especially this wood that's going to be burned anyway. So we do. We heat with wood and we cook with wood. And I know it sounds like Little House on the Prairie. Oh, this is going to be so hard. It isn't hard at all. We have an old cook stove that's from, I guess it's like 1910 or 1920. And it has a little firebox. And you just put sticks in there, light them on fire, and you can cook right on it.
Is this your only source of heat for the house?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's the wood.
Yeah, we have a cook stove inside, and then we have an outdoor wood boiler. So they're amazing. They have a huge firebox. You can get a stump in there.
So has this experience changed you? I mean, this whole move to the country, are you in some ways a different Linda Barry now?
Absolutely. And this is how it's changed me. When I was living in the city, my friends were like-minded. You know, they were people that were like-minded. And I always say that I'm a hardcore liberal. I spell liberal with 47 L's. Liberal, you know, left, left, left. And I realized I had never had friends who had different political views. And I had never had friends that had different religious experiences. I mean, I had when I was little. When you're little, you do. And now I'm in a community that is really varied. And there's a lot of conservative. My best friends are very conservative evangelical Christians. And I would have never in a million years thought I could be best friends, you know, with, I mean, you know what I mean? I just never thought it could happen. And I hadn't realized till I got to know a whole bunch of different kinds of people that I was closed-minded. Because liberals can't be, you know, I mean, it's physically impossible. And so I was saying that to a friend of mine. I said, I had no idea that I was closed-minded. And she said, I think that's the definition of closed-minded. So I've really become much more open-minded.
We're hearing a lot these days about people who fit your demographic profile, lived in the city, liberal politics, highly educated. For whatever reason, they move into the country and kind of do the back-to-the-land thing. Do you consider yourself part of a movement in a way?
No, I consider myself somebody who fell in love with a prairie restorationist. But it's definitely Kevin. It's his job really requires him to be, and he wants to be in the landscape. And through him, and that's the beautiful thing about love, this whole other world has opened up to me. And I'm telling you, if I was 23 or 24 when I was a little, I don't know what was happening then. It was past punk rock, but I was a hardcore punk rocker. First, I was a young hippie, then a punk rocker, then I don't know what new wave, whatever happened. I would go crazy thinking that this is what my life is like. You know, it'd be like Edward Munch the Scream if both of us, you know, if I could have seen. In fact, a dear friend of mine, I mean, I have lots of friends who just can't imagine how I can stand it. And then they come out and visit me, and then they don't want to leave, you know. So it's beautiful. And it's beautiful to grow your own food. It's beautiful to cook with wood. It's beautiful to have eggs from the neighbor where you actually know the chicken. You know, so that part is really wonderful. And quiet. It's very, very beautifully quiet. And very starry skies at night.
Cartoonist Linda Berry talking with Steve Paulson. Her most recent graphic novel is called What It Is. She also makes really good strawberry rhubarb jam.